Joining me today live in the studio is Josh Inman from Springfield Little Theater, and you're going to talk about the show that actually opened last night, and it is only a two-week run of this particular off-Broadway hit, Shout the Mod musical.
Yes. Yeah, we opened last night to a great crowd. By the end, they were dancing in their seats, and everybody was having fun singing along. So certainly a fun show.
Hopefully staying socially distanced while they were doing so.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, talk about the show and how it came about.
For sure. So this was an off-Broadway production back in 2006, and it's the story of five women who come of age in the 1960s and kind of discover themselves, and you know, you see their journey going along. But the real star of the show is the music, the 60s music that whether you were alive in that era or not, everybody loves that music.
Everybody's certainly familiar with it. I mean, this what's interesting, all these five girls, these are all young women in London.
Yes.
So you have that particular take on the swinging 60s. The London scene was probably more glamorous than maybe anywhere else in the world at the time.
Yes, and we have the costumes and the set are reflective of that. It's so fun. We have a huge pink shag covered carpet platform, which is wonderful. And the costumes designed by Philip Heckman are just incredible. You know, they're a star of the show. They're in their own right.
And the name of the musical, Shout, is also the name of a fictional teen magazine.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes. So you see these women write in for advice. And sometimes it's hilarious, the answers they get. Sometimes it's heartwarming. So it's, yeah, it's
poignant,
told through, yeah, so it's told through the lens of that. But again, an excuse to sing this wonderful, wonderful music.
Now, do these young women know each other, or are they just random,
you know, they're just
rock music fans in London in the late 60s?
Yeah, they're just random. And it's also, we don't necessarily know the characters' names. They're defined as the color that they wear. So we have red girl, green girl, blue, orange, and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And they do interact with each other a little bit, but it's kind of their own isolated journey.
Again, it's almost more a musical review than a story musical.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, and it's 90 minutes straight through, no intermission. Again, just about 25 of those incredible 60s songs.
I mean, you're talking about songs like These Boots Are Made for Walking, Son of a Preacher Man, I Only Want to Be With You, a lot of Dusty Springfield.
Yes, wonderful. Yes, we also have, of course, Downtown, Shout, a little bit of Twiggy, a little bit of, you know, anything you like from that era is going to be in there.
I was looking at I can actually read you the cast list for the show. Blue Girl is played by Austin McGranahan. Green Girl is played by Emma Grace Puerta.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Girl is Ashley Rose Smith. Erin Bohannon is Red Girl. And Yellow Girl is played by Callie Altpeter. And you're directing, and what kind of instrumental ensemble do you have, or are you doing recording?
Yeah, we're using tracks simply because it's safer to do so in this COVID era. But still, it's actually the original off-Broadway orchestra is who you'll hear on that. And of course, these five women are incredible. Their voices are wonderful, and you're guaranteed to have a good time.
Now, there are only two weekends of this show.
That's
on,
right.
On the boards or online, and it opened last night and runs through March the 7th at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. Performances are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 and Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. for those two weekends. Tickets, if you want to come to the show live at the Landers, obviously, social distancing and other COVID safety practices are in force.
Yes, absolutely.
As they have been for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets range from $34 for adults to $24 for kids ages 12 and under. But if you prefer, you can stream the show each night from the safety and comfort of your own computer at your own home. And the streaming passes cost $34.
Yes, and it's actually we have a multi-camera setup, so it's not just one camera that we put in the back of the house. It's a full operation. So if you stream the show, it's like you're watching a TV show or a movie.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, it almost feels that way when you're in the house too. It's like, I think of, you know, NBC's Five Star Jubilee in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. And that was actually telecast from the Landers
from
Theater.
Landers, yes, yeah. It was.
Well, this is Shout, the Mod Musical by Philip George and David Lowenstein. And it is the current production at Springfield Little Theater through March the 7th. For information, visit springfieldlittletheater.org, or you can call the Landers box office at 869-1334. And how many audience members can you seat at this time? What is it, like 150, something
like
that?
Yeah, we're keeping it to 25% capacity just to be safe. So it's roughly 150. That's
what we do. And are you seating in the balcony, or is it just on the orchestra floor?
It is the balcony.
Oh,
yes.
just the balcony.
Yes.
Okay, so you're not even seating on the orchestra floor, right?
We are for the orchestra, but to be socially distanced, everybody has multiple seats between them in multiple rows.
So you are using both balcony and orchestra
Correct.
Floor? Okay.
Yes.
So, because I know it, like the Gilloys are not even using the balcony right now, so that's...
Yeah.
But you guys are using both, because the capacity is normally 600, I believe.
About 550.
550.
Mm-hmm.
So... Everybody's spread out, and of course, you do have the option of doing the live stream from home if you wish. 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. Anything you'd like to add?
Just, support local arts. Support the best thing you can do right now for these arts organizations is to buy a ticket, support us that way, or tell your friends, share on social media, and we appreciate it.
All right, that is Josh Inman, who is the director of Shout the Mod Musical. It opened last night at Springfield Little Theater at the Landers, 311 East Walnut. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right.